when a devotee knows that these worldly things will not give him happiness and all are illusory maya, only sufferings will come by these, then he goes to a real guru, qualified guru. In Srimad Bhagavat it is written that tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. तस्मात् गुरुं प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु से उत्तमं शब्दे परे च निष्णातं ब्रह्मण्युपशमाश्रयम्. इफ ए मैन हैज वैराग्य टुवर्ड्स दिस वर्ल्डली अफेयर्स ही गोज टू ए क्वालिफाइड गुरु दैट शब्द ब्रह्म निष्ठ माने हिज He is so much qualified in Vedas, Puran, and especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, and he has some realization of Radha and Krishna, what is illusory Maya, and what is Bhakti, and he can answer any question, any doubt of devotee. If anyone comes to him, he certainly does not give at once Harinam and Diksha. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is written that Guru will wait and see what disciple wants. If he wants worldly things, he should not give him Harinam and Diksha. And if he is really qualified and he is only wanting Krishna Bhakti, then he should be given Harinam and Diksha. A disciple also should wait and see and watch his Gurudev, really his qualified Guru or not. If he is not qualified Guru, then after some time he will see that he is not qualified guru and his faith will be shaken, and thus he may go out from faith and bhakti. So a devotee should also watch and guru should also watch, and if they are satisfied that this disciple is qualified and wants to do bhajan, and disciple is satisfied that he is qualified guru, sabda brahma, sabdanishtha and brahmanishtha. When he is given harinam, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, then to kill. Harinayam Mahamantra is same as Krishna and Radha. Mantra from Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal Mantra or Krishna Mantra, and Kama Gayatri, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudeva. In this mantra give the relation with Krishna, and they wash all our offenses, all worldly desires, because manana trayate jasmati iti mantra. We are worldly dharma, religion. We are man's religion. And we are atma religion. In this, mana dharma, mind dharma, is attachment with worldly things. All mantra washes every desire and attachment from world, and they relate, they make relation with Krishna. Who am I and what is the relation with Krishna? Here Krishna and his associates also. So, a mantra can take a devotee up to Bhur Bhuva Swaha Maha Jana Tapa Satya and 8 other avarans, up to Prakriti, not more than that. After that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, or any suitable Radha Krishna name can take a devotee to Braja. So both things are essential, Harinam and Mantra. Here, at first Guru gives Brahma Gayatri, the root of all Vedas, and Gayatri is Omkar. A U Ma makes Om. Here A means Krishna, denotes to Krishna. U denotes to Hladni Shakti Srimati Radhika. And Ma denotes the souls. 3 makes Om. The explanation of Om is Gayatri. And the explanation of Gayatri is Srimad Bhagavatam. At first, Guru gives him Gayatri, mane Brahma Gayatri. And this Brahma Gayatri, after some time, with the association of Guru and Vaishnava, transformed into Kama Gayatri. Like a mango unripen and ripen. Understand? When it is not unripened, it is somewhat sour. And when it ripes, the mango is the same, but it becomes, in ripened stage, very sweet and fragrant. So Brahma Gayatri and Kama Gayatri denote the same thing, Radha and Krishna. Here, Om Bhur Bhuva Swa Tat Savitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prichodaya. It is Gayatri. Gayatri means the mantras of so many kinds. Here there are three charan. Charan, you know? Three divisions of this song. This is song, Gaya. When a devotee songs this Gayatri, Tra, mane this mantra, Brahma as a Parabrahma, protects from worldly desires and worldly all offenses and everything, sufferings. So it is Gayatri. By songing this, by remembering, by chanting this, a devotee comes out of these worldly miseries and sufferings, and he becomes mukta. And mukta means here, by receiving, by having bhakti, he goes out of maya and he receives the service of Radha and Krishna. So here, Om Bhur Bhuvasva, first division. Second, Tat Savitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. And third is Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodaya. Here Omkar is Bij Mantra, Parabrahma. Here Radha, Krishna and Jeev soul, every are in combined word, in combined one letter. He is the root of all Bhur, Bhuva, Swaha, Mahajana, Tapa, Sapta, all lokas, Prakrit and Aprakrit, material and unmaterial. He is the mool root, he is Sarvakar Karanam, Anadi and Adi of all. Iswara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakaran Karanam. Lohar?
Lohar.
Again?
You want to wait?
I'm telling. So he is the man. From him, Bhur Bhuva Saha Mahajana Tapa Satya, everything. These are called Vyahritis. So we will have to go out of this Prakriti and the Lokas built by this Apara Prakriti. Then we come to Tat Savitur Varanyam. Here Tat means Radha and Krishna, Parabrahma. Tat Savitur Varanyam. Saviti means sons. This Radha and Krishna is the Aradhya of sun. Savitur Varanyam. Varanyam means Aradhya. Respectful for sun. Sun have his Prakash, rays and Prakash from his Shakti. Savituru Varanyam Bharga Devasya. Bharga means Tej. Tej means Shakti, power. So Bharga means Tat. Tat is Krishna, and Krishna Shakti power is Srimati Radhika. She is Bhargava. Bharga Devasya. Devasya means Krishna Devasya. Tasya means his power, main power, Ladini Shakti is Srimati Radhika. So son does Aradhana. What Aradhana
means? Worship.
Worships Krishna Ladini Shakti, that is Radhika. I am making dhyan of this Shakti, that is Radha. Tanno Jiyo Yuna Prachodaya. That Shakti, that Srimati Radhika, with her all companions, Sakhis, all attributes and all manifestations. I am remembering, doing dhyan of that Shakti. I pray that Shakti, that she should manifest Krishna and herself in my heart. First, they should make pure our heart, and then they should manifest here. Prachodaya, dhiyo yunaha prachodaya. Dhi means heart. Buddhi, buddhi means wisdom. Yeah, wisdom means buddhi. Heart. So this Shakti, Ladini Shakti, with Krishna, should come in my heart. Naha Prachodaya. Na means mane our heart, in our heart, that Shakti should manifest. I pray. Prachodaya. Pra cha udayato. Here, prakrishta rupena udayat. With her whole power, kindly they should manifest them in our heart. Though I am telling these meanings, but you should think that this mantra is Radha and Krishna himself. And if you always remember, they will manifest in our heart. So a sadhak should do very carefully and very with very sadhā. This a devotee should do it, this mantra. He should tell, I will tell, you should remember and tell afterward. Om Bhur Bhuva Swa
Swa
Tat Savitur
Tat Savitur
Varanyam
Varanyam
Bhargo Devasya
Bhargo Devasya
Dhimahi
Dhimahi
Dhiyo Yo
Dhiyo Yo
Naha
Naha
Prachodayat
Prachodayat.
Om Bhur Bhuva Swa Tat Savitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yunaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuva Swa Tat Savitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yunaha Prachodayat. in morning after taking bath, some minutes before or after sunrise, we should sit facing towards sunrise, that is in east. First, we should do achman om keshavaya namaha, om narayanaya namaha, om madhavaya namaha, and take some water, and he should
sprinkle
that water on his head and everybody. Then he should do tilak in 12 parts of body, and he should utter this mantra having his right side this finger, second from little finger, on keshavam dhyaye, om keshavaya namah, om narayanaya namah, om madhavaya namah, om govindaya namah, om vishnavaya namah, om madhusudanaya namah, om trivikramaya namah, om vamanaya namah, om siddharaya namah, om rishikeshavaya namah, om padmanabhaya namah, om damodaram namah, om Vasudevaya Murdhani. After that, he should do it on finger of right hand. Tongue will not tell, only it should be remembered. Giving attention, full attention on this mantra, mind should be only on that, and he should remember Om Bhuvasva Tat Savitur Varanam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Mahachodaya. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 times in morning and 10 times for midday. 20 times we can do in morning and then 10 times in evening. Also, Guru Mantra, I told you, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Krishna Mantra, Gopal Mantra, and Kama Gayatri, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi, Sri Gaur Bhaktavinda, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. These all mantras should be, and Maha Mantra should be remembered 20 times in morning and even 10 times. And if you have time, you can do 10 times in morning, 10 times in midday, and 10 times in evening.